This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, last week I got to go. Well, I was somewhere, and then I got to come back to the future. Because last week, a little experiment happened. I wasn't really worried about the motivation behind it because it was timeless when I wrote it. But I was curious to see how it was going to be received. So to discuss that with me now, and this is for you listeners that are also readers of the truthaboutguns.com. And if the shoe fits, wear it. Joining me now is editor-in-chief from Truth About Guns, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you.
So when you republished this, and I had no problems with this. I knew I was going to get torn in a new rectal orifice by this because I got torn one the first time. When did I first put that out there? What year was that?
Oh, goodness. So I don't remember. 2012 or 2013.
Yeah, so it's been a few moons. It's been a few moons. Now let me bring everybody up to speed about what this is. In 1976, I had a negligent discharge that was completely my fault that ended up in my best friend's solar plexus, and then I dealt with that by myself. And I went through a bunch of phenomena as far as the way I felt about guns. And I had a little bit of help that brought me back. And this was the story of what I went through and what brought me back. Because it was a two-part story. what did you think of it this time around? It was like nobody had ever seen that before, huh?
Well, you know, I had forgotten about it until you mentioned when we were talking last week that you'd written for us before.
Yeah.
So I Googled and looked back, and it instantly came back to me because I remembered it's a great story because it's brutally honest, and it is, and for people who haven't seen it, the first part of the article is, the two-part article is called How I Became an Anti-Gunner.
Yeah.
And it is... extremely honest, extremely well written, and just harrowing to read. As to how someone who'd been taught basic gun safety had a negligent discharge and how that happened and what the aftermath was. Thank goodness your friend survived it.
Yes. Yes, my friend did survive that. He's still running around today just as obnoxious and as abrasive as he can be. Thankfully so. Thankfully
well,
so.
Well, good.
But this is the part that interests me, simply because there's so many people on the pro-gun side that seem to be so ready to find people on the pro-gun side wrong.
Yeah, well, the internet, if you divide it up, About 58% of it is pornography. About the remaining 30% of the rest is telling people they've done it wrong and how they're doing their life wrong or whatever it is they're doing wrong. And then I think the remaining whatever that leaves is cat pictures. So that leaves a lot of people. You know, we get, oh, anywhere from 150,000 to 250,000 page views a day. You know, and that's probably around 100,000 to 150,000 unique readers a day.
Right.
So a lot of people saw this, and it's a timeless, evergreen post. You know, we don't rerun posts every 3 weeks or anything like this, but it had been a long time, and this is a very good post. It was very well written, and I'm glad you reminded me of it. It was great to rerun this because this is something I'm sure a lot of, you know, our readers turn over time, and a lot of people hadn't seen it. So I was glad for the opportunity to rerun it and let a new group of readers see it. And while there were people who were sympathetic, of course, most of them were just only too happy to tell you what a complete idiot you were.
But this is the thing. This is the thing. If accidents like that didn't happen, accidents of no sort would happen.
Right.
Accidents of no sort would happen. What led to the, for those of you who haven't read it, who have never heard it, what led to the negligent discharge was I laid down a unloaded gun and went to use the restroom and came back out to function test a gun that had now been loaded, and I did not know it.
Right. When you were out of the room, your friend loaded the gun.
Right. Because
and
we were.
Which you didn't know.
I did not know. So I'm looking, when I'm function testing the gun, I'm pulling the trigger and looking at the gun.
Right.
And, this is the part that, I fully believe this. I've seen some of the best gun instructors, best gun fighters out there. I've seen all of them have an ND. And
lots of people have.
They have those NDs, but if they're following the other main rules, then the ND fires into a dirt bank, or it doesn't hit anybody.
Right. You have to break at least two rules for something really bad to happen.
Which I broke two. I broke two exactly. Did not treat it as if it was loaded, which I know a lot of people get out there now and they say, well, you know, brass checking is really unnecessary. Okay, whatever you say, pal. I'll brass check, and you can just make fun of me all you want, because I'm going to know there's a round in the gun. When I lay it down, if I lay it down and I pick it back up, I'm brass checking. I don't care what anybody says. I've been to many plenty of classes where that's really unnecessary. That's unnecessary. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. My history tells me I'm going to brass check. But the biggest issue I had with this is not for gun owners. We're almost like, you know, one of the most persecuted subsets of Americans in the United States, not to mention a huge subset of Americans in the United States. And my question becomes, are most gun owners that are looking at this, that are coming at me, not just me, but anybody this kind of thing might happen to, that are savaging this, are they just there for the cliches and the memes, Molon Lobby, cold dead hand? Are they actually sitting down and thinking about what they're looking at? Because all of these things that you write about and all these things that your writers write about and what I've written about and what I talk about is they're all object lessons. This happened to me, so you don't have to go through it. I'm trying to explain it to you so you get the full ramifications, because there's no way for me to actually tell you what that feels like when that happens. No way.
No. And I hope that reading your experience saves one person.
Yeah.
What you went through prevents that.
Yeah.
As our friends on the other side say, if it saves one life, it's worth it.
Yeah. Anyway, we're coming up on break. You hold that thought. We're going to continue with this into the next segment. Then we're moving on because it's the recap of The Truth About Guns, which truthaboutguns.com. You heard the statistics. He's got about 250,000 unique views, 150,000 unique readers per day. That's a lot of content being devoured. There's a reason for that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Adventure.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load.
There are just too many.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman at Truth About Guns. Now, as you know, I don't write on a regular basis, and when I don't get very many phone calls here because I don't give the phone number out. But most of the time, when I used to get calls, I was always waiting on the call. There would be like some of those commenters.
And did you get many of them?
Yeah, I got plenty of them. I mean, I've been called all manner of things here. I just, I got tired of the non sequiturs in some cases, and I just moved on to do what we do. But is this something that we can overcome? Can we, or is this just the nature of media? Is this just the nature of the beast? I'm not. It didn't hurt my feelings. That I actually sort of thought some of it was sort of mild. It's, you know, pretty rudimentary stuff. Oh, he's a young idiot. What a fool. Blah blah blah. Okay, cool. Whatever you say, boys.
It wasn't that. Yeah, you know, you're 15. 15 year old do stupid things.
Yeah.
How many of us when we were 15 didn't do something stupid now? Most often doesn't result in a friend being in the ICU, but you know, we've all done stupid things. Goodness knows, you know, risked our own lives, risked a friend's life. You know, jumping off something, driving too fast. Who knows what it is?
Right.
We've all done it, and it just shows. You know, a careless moment can result in this thing. That's why you have to respect firearms, and treat them with the respect that they're due. Now, the interesting thing, though, was, you know, again, the first part of the article was called How I Became an Anti-Gunner.
Right.
And apparently, you know, it was a horrible experience, and you want to know part of guns after that.
Right.
But the second part was called the conversion and how you came back around. I mean, I certainly hope people go and read the articles at our site, but give some of your listeners an idea what it was that changed your mind, brought you back around.
Well, first thing, I had an uncle who at the time, my uncle was his name was Harry Frady. And Harry was a world-class silhouette shooter, which is a long-range handgun kind of thing. And he knew. He knew what had happened. So instead of giving me a gun, he gave me a reloading kit. And he told me to go reload these bullets. And it was one of those Lee loaders where you're actually beating the slug in there and crimping it by hand and everything else. It was quite the arduous thing to do. 50 rounds. And he would tell me to bring them back, and he would try them out and shoot them, and then he'd have me go do 50 more. And then he said, you know, you could test this a lot easier if you just shot him yourself. And he slides me, and I'm so engrossed, because I was a kid, I'm so engrossed in the reloading part of it that I'm just looking at this. Okay, he's giving me this really nice 3-screw Ruger Blackhawk to take and test this, these 357 Magnum rounds. So I start doing that. And he just sort of sits back, and like I begin to get into the science of what it takes to lob a round down range and just take it over with the weight of the round and all this other stuff. And from there, you know, after that came up, I started coming back to the realm of seeing guns for what they were. And I began to come to this conclusion. I had written, I don't know if I put this in the article or not, but I had written like book reports and everything on gun control. And the problem with what happened was that it was not due to gun control. It was due to a breakdown of what I later learned to be the four rules. And that breakdown in the four rules, if you break, like Dan said, if you break two of them, something bad's going to happen. And something bad did happen. And then from there, right after that, things got sort of snatched out of my way, because in 83, I think that was when the Marine Corps barracks was bombed, and I decided I was going to join the military. And at that point, that was one of those things where I basically went in knowing that I would be using weapons. So, but it was quite, I thought my uncle was quite ingenious the way he sort of spun me.
Yeah, that was a good way to ease you back into the idea of shooting guns again. But then you went on and recounted your experience, I guess, in Germany and Frau Wagner.
Yes.
Possibly saving your life.
Right after the bombing in Libya, there was a group of Libyan nationals. And back then we had U.S. Army Europe tags on our cars. And they would see a U.S. Army Europe tag on a car off post. And they were trying to come into my apartment where I was staying. And I'd been on what is called as charge of quarters, CQ, which is means I was up for 24 hours. And so I was asleep. So my wife, who had my little Walther PP super gun, and my landlord, Frau Wagner, they kept him out of the apartment. I slept through it, though.
But it was a defensive gun.
It was.
And then you apparently, back in the States, you lived in a neighborhood that had some crime problems.
Yeah, I lived in a crack neighborhood, and I would get out there and drive. I had this old Chevy Nova that I could have driven through a house, and nobody would have been able to tell the difference with that Chevy Nova. And I would get out, and I had a big old Ruger P90 45 back then, and I would take that gun and throw it on the hood of the car and just look around the neighborhood like, who's going to mess with me? And in that time period, I actually did draw a gun on two people when I was out working, when I was a milkman, early AM demons coming at me. And I did like, what is it, 98% of the people do. They draw a gun and there's just a dust trail as they run away. And, so.
Right. The majority of defensive gun uses, nobody ever pulls the trigger. Thank goodness.
So the utility, prior to me ever coming to this, prior to me ever getting with where I've been and what I've done in writing for Truth About Guns, the utility for me was cemented when I was in the military and then when I got out in the 90s. But it all began when I was anti-gun for 3 years, and then I was brought back when I was 18 years old. Or at least I was beginning to be brought back.
Right.
So, yeah. So, we'll give I'll put the links to this in the show notes for the podcast, when I get this up and published. Of course, you can go to truthaboutguns.com and read it. One's called How I Became an Anti-Gunner. The other one's called The Conversion Part 2. And, go read it there because I wrote it for there. And Dan is the editor in chief there at truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thanked outgoing Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen for her service after the President announced her resignation over the weekend.
Secretary Nielsen provided experience and steady leadership. Her grasp of the issues and dedication were major assets for her department and as a result for our country. My colleagues and I thank her for her service and we wish her well.
The Pentagon announced on Monday that 3 U.S. troops and 1 contractor were killed by an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan. President Trump's next pick to be the head of the Secret Service is James Murray. Murray is a career member of the Secret Service and will replace Randolph Ellis. Attorney General Bill Barr will testify before a House budget hearing on Tuesday. He's expected to get questions about the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. Now, on the same page where the How I Became an Anti-Gunner article was printed, I think, we also saw the announcement that the president is going to be addressing the keynote at the NRA meetup later on this month in Indianapolis.
Yes, he will, for the third year in a row.
What kind of... I didn't look at that. What kind of responses did the commander-in-chief get with that one?
Oh, given the fact that the bump stock ban just recently went into effect, they weren't necessarily 100% supportive. He came in for some criticism. And it got some support too. You know, there's people brought up Gorsuch and then brought up Kavanaugh, and people are hopeful about the New York Rifle and Pistol Club case that's currently before the court. So you never know. But again, that was the same week as the bump stock ban went into effect, and people weren't. Weren't all fans of the president of the NRA. So. We have a very vocal readership.
Yes, you do. And, I don't find anything wrong with that vocal. I like the participation. I just, one of the things I learned when I first got into radio, I was hanging out with, it was just politics, you know, I was just talking politics. And so I'm hanging out with all of these politicians, and there's no consistency there because these guys are sort of making it up as they go.
Well,
you know, this is not like some sage that got elected. Well, you know, I've been out there learning things from a holy man in the tundra, and now that I've been elected, I know exactly which path to take. No, that's not what they do.
No, most of them have no idea what it is they're legislating for or against, or they don't write their own bills. They've got staff to do that.
Sure.
They've got lobbyists that help them draft the language, and no, I mean, they're most of them have no clue as to what it is that they're doing. Which is
it is
sad,
good. I find it interesting that he did get some support, though, because that means that people are looking at the bigger picture. Which the only problem with the not looking at the small picture with these politicians is that politicians, everything they do that they're out there like, this is the right thing to do today, somebody tomorrow will abuse it or take advantage of it, and they'll use it against us.
Yeah, and that's exactly the argument against the bump stock ban.
Now, right.
Most people couldn't give a darn about bump stock. It's the arbitrary reclassification of a big piece of plastic as a machine gun that is so
right.
darn dangerous. Because somebody could reclassify a semi-automatic rifle as a machine gun next, which is much less of a logical leap than a bump stock, and instantly outlaw half the guns in the United States.
Yeah,
and there are plenty of people who would love to do that. One of whom is just announced that he's going to be running for president too. Our friend Eric Swalwell from
Swalehead.
California.
Swalehead.
Yeah, exactly. Eric Newcomb Swalwell.
He's
going to be basing his campaign on gun control.
But, you know, I don't know why they don't pay attention to certain things. That's not actually what gun control actually comes down, I think, last on the list of priorities. Isn't the number one thing everybody's looking at, what is it, like 68% are concerned about the open border? Isn't that what's going on with that?
Yeah, exactly. Every poll or survey I've seen in the last year or so, gun control is far down the list. It's in the double-digit area. People who are worried about open borders, they're worried about health care, they're worried about the economy, they're worried about, you know, much more bread-and-butter issues. And the reason they're not worried about guns, because the fact is that guns are not a big problem in this country. Yes, there are, you know, 30-some thousand people die from guns every year, but that's an extremely small number. And thank goodness, and gun and crime in this country is at an all-time low, while gun ownership is at an all-time high. I'm not going to say the correlation is causation, but I think that there's certainly a relationship there. Crime has been plummeting since the early 90s.
Right.
So yeah, when you ask people what's bothering them, what they're concerned about, what they're going to be voting on in 2020, gun control ain't it. That is not one of the big things that they're worried about. Our friends in the media would love to push that. They'd love to make you think that there's a school shooting every other day, and that you can't walk down the street without having to duck in, duck the gunfire that's going over your head, but that
doesn't cover
the case. Yeah, unless you're in the South Side of Chicago, that's not the reality.
Well, unless you're in any, I mean, let's call it what it is. Unless you're in any of the big metropolitan areas, any of the big population centers, which are all run by Democrats for the most part. All you got to do,
exactly.
I mean, and it's the same template. They use the same template on everything. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. You probably have. But, like, everything is out there. We got to do this or people are going to die. We got to have this one last law or people are going to die. If we don't do this in 12 years, everybody's going to die. So it's always dire, and it never pans out. And for some reason, there's a group of people that vote for them all the time. And even though, you know, in San Francisco, for example, I cannot believe that they would continue to have Democrats running San Francisco, although I know they will. And they'll do that when they're headed to the polling place. They'll be dodging the human excrement and the needles and the homeless people to get to the polls.
Exactly. I haven't been there in a number of years, but they're the problems they're having there have been well documented, and it sounds like the quality of life there has just gone down into the toilet, literally as well as figuratively. It's terrible. But you're right, they're going to continue to elect the same kind of people that they've been electing for, what, half a century?
Yeah.
Look at the new mayor in Chicago.
Yeah,
she's
one
of Rahm Emanuel's acolytes. She's going to do exactly what he did, look for zero changes in that city. And like you said, yeah, there's about five or seven cities in this country where the great majority of gun crime happens. And I'm sorry?
In Chicago, the last time they had a Republican mayor was 1931.
Right. Exactly. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results.
Yeah.
They're getting the same thing over and over. And one of the worst crime rates, they get more murders in Chicago than Los Angeles and New York combined. Each year. It's insane.
It is.
It's just crazy.
It truly is. Before we're heading into the next break, at The Truth About Guns, I got the links. And if you're getting this on the podcast, click the links and go check that out. And then look at what's above this article that I wrote and below this article I wrote. And then you'll find out why I go there. The variety and diversity of the different topics within the gun industry, they're all there at thetruthaboutguns.com. We will be right back. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd's Gun Stock. .com. So, where would you, as the, I'm talking to the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns, where we just redid a, you know, I think I'm going to share those articles on my social media, too.
Good, please do.
Because it's probably been the same amount of time as since they were published that I last, I don't even know if I had social media when those got published. Anyway, that's all beside the point. Since, you know, we're going to let you take this and, where would you like to go now, Mr. Editor in Chief?
Well, you know, when you think of gun control states where, the Second Amendment is infringed the most, get people's minds quickly turn to California and New York, but one of the other states where Second Amendment rights are continually under attack that a lot of people don't consider as much is Maryland. It's just a terrible situation there and has been for quite a long time. You know, we were talking about gun problems in cities that have been dominated by Democrat rule for decades and decades and have big crime problems, and none is worse than Baltimore. Baltimore is at the top of everybody's list of the most dangerous cities in the world. And, of course, that means that what do you need? You need more gun control. And they have a number of gun control bills up for consideration. Today is, I believe, the last day of their legislature meets. And a number of gun rights advocates in Maryland have had enough, and they formed a group called Patriot Picket, and a few weeks ago we wrote about them. They showed up at some of the legislative committee meetings on some of the bills, and they right. showed up in white shirts that said, "We will not comply," and filled up the gallery in those rooms. And that got some of the legislators there hyperventilating, saying, you know, they were being intimidated. Shannon Watts tweeted about them, tweeted pictures of them. So it was wonderful. They had a great, had the desired effect to let people know that not everybody in Maryland, number one, is a criminal, and number two, wants to give up their gun rights. Well, today, they took it a step further, and they hired a plane to tow a banner and circle the Capitol for an hour with a banner that said, "We will not comply. How about you, Larry?" Referring to Republican Governor Larry Hogan, who's been only too happy to sign gun control bills there. They issued a press release saying that they can issue all these new gun control laws they want, and they are not going to comply. And some of these are really terrible too. They have a handgun permitting qualification license there. If you want to buy a handgun, you have to undergo, I think, 4 hours of training. Well, now they're going to extend that. They want to extend that to long guns as well. They want to prohibit a bunch of new guns. They've already got a quote-unquote assault weapons ban. They want to put more guns under that category. And they had something there called the Maryland Handgun Review Permit Board. You can apply for a carry permit, and if you were turned down, you could appeal to this handgun review permit board.
Now, well, is this the one they wouldn't let them reconstitute because they kept coming back at giving permits out or something?
Yes, they were overturning the decision of the local law enforcement officer, many of whom would just out of hand reject any application they got because in Maryland, you have to show, quote, good cause why you should be able to carry a firearm. And a lot of these people were able to show good cause. I remember there was a case of one insurance salesman who worked in Baltimore regularly and went into some sketchy neighborhoods, and he was concerned for his safety. And the local law enforcement officer turned down his request. Well, he went to the handgun review board, and they approved it. They said, yeah, this guy's in feels he's in serious danger working in one of the most dangerous cities in the country. The guy ought to be able to carry a gun. Well, now, because of that, because of this handgun review permit board overruled these Leos too often, they've abolished it. Because we can't have too many people walking around carrying firearms in Maryland, certainly not in law abiders. Plenty of people who don't have licenses and criminals carrying them, but we don't want to have law abiding citizens carrying them. That's just beyond the pale.
I would love to. I've heard lots of people get out there and say, well, why are we worried about the privacy of gun owners? And, you know, they look at us as a lower class of people, but I would love to know what the justification here in South Carolina, when they were considering open carry, I was told by a legislator that the cops would not be able to tell the good guys from the bad guys.
Oh, yeah, we hear that.
And I told the legislator, you would know because the bad guys would not have a holster. And he said, well, how do you know they would not have a holster? I said, because they only get caught with holsters 2% of the time because they're running from the cops and they ditched the gun, but they got a holster on that just happens to fit that gun. It sort of falls on deaf ears. those guys would not look outside here in South Carolina, which you would ostensibly think is a pro-gun state. The legislators would not look outside the bubble of what they believed versus what has, proven to be true.
No, of course.
But before we run out of time, did you see in the same vein that in Texas, now I think the people in Maryland are doing the right thing because they're taking the fight to them at work. In Texas, did you see where the supposed 2A activist got in a guy's face at home?
I did. In fact, he went to three legislators' homes while the legislature was open, so the legislators themselves were in Austin. This guy drove to their homes in three other cities around the state.
Sure.
Apparently 700 miles apart. Now, I don't condone that at all. But from what I understand, from talking to a number of people who know the situation very well, the House Speaker, and again, the bill that was under consideration here was constitutional carry. We already have a permanent open carry here. The Texas Speaker, Dennis Bonin, had been against the bill, constitutional carry, from the beginning. That's why he kept the bill bottled up in committee, and that's what upset the 2A advocate, I think his name is Chris McNutt, and got him, provoked him into going around to these legislators' homes. Again, I don't condone that, but the Speaker used that incident as a fig leaf, as an excuse to kill the bill. He said, well, you know, if these are the kinds of crazies that are for constitutional carry, that tells me that we can't have constitutional carry in Texas. And he, again, it was all kabuki theater. He never wanted that bill to pass at the beginning, and this guy gave him the perfect excuse to put the kibosh on it.
The perfect excuse. So, and this is the thing in the remaining time we've got. We exist in a world now where we had, Alexandria, and these politicians don't know who's coming at them because they don't pay no attention.
It's true.
Go check out the articles that I wrote 7 years ago at The Truth About Guns. They are timeless. You will see I couldn't be any more honest except for things I might have forgotten. And take it for what it is. This is something for you to consider so you don't have to. So you don't have to do it. Truthaboutguns.com, of course. Dan Zimmerman, thank you, sir, for joining me. Didn't you tell me you're going to Indianapolis, yeah?
I will be there.
Oh, yeah. I'm within walking distance, so I don't have to worry about Trump and his Secret Service guys taking up all the parking spaces like they do. I'm 3/10 of a mile away. Yeah, that is. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hour 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.